He's talking to Kalayim Mishnehei, Prutiyos, Asuros. These are certain creatures that are created from two other species, and we're not sure what the combination of the offspring is. In other words, from if the father was species A and the mother B, or the other way around, and therefore Asuros, you can't even have the offspring put together with one another because we don't know what species they are. Ramach Muta. Ramach is some type of horse, a wild horse, which is mutter. Ram says it's mutter to have this ramach even with other horses, because even though it looks a little bit different than the standard horse, but it's a desert version of the same species. Adnei Esod Dechaya. Now the mission is discussing various creatures, what their status is. Adnei Esod is some type of creature that was connected to the ground somehow. Tzvash Yisrael says it's some type of, in Africa they have these creatures that look like a part flesh and part earth. I don't know exactly what these things are. But anyway, Tanakhama says that this is a creature, and they seem to look a lot like human beings, and therefore Rabbi Yisrael Thomas Ba'oil Ka'odim had the status of a human being, that when it dies, it's Thomas, a human being. Hakupas v'chuldas snoim chaya. Kupa is a porcupine, and some type of chulda, some type of other creature, are considered a chaya. Over here, the issue seems to be this chayin behema have one level of tumma, and when they die, if one picks them up, then not only his tummy, but his begadim atame, whereas the sheret, like a dead rat, is a lower level of tumma. That it's not matame the begadim that person wears. There's also a difference to the size that needs to be for the tumma. A dead animal, it's tummy only if you have the kizayis, size of an olive of its flesh, whereas the shrotim, the mouse, or the rat, whatever it is, when they die, even if you have the size of a lentil bean, that's enough to be matame. So these creatures of this porcupine and this chulda, some type of small creature, the Tanakhama says they are, it's a chaya, and therefore it has a dinim of beimah zechaya, that's matame, that the garment the person wears, and it's only tame if you touch the dyes of it. Chulda snoim, Rabbi Yosef says this chulda, this small creature, the Shami Yamar Matamak Zayis V'Masho Gadosh V'Magad. The Shami says that we're Machmer in both directions. And when you pick it up, Matama, once you pick up a Kazayis, then it's Matama to the Gavim, like a dead animal. But if you touch it, then even if you touch a piece of size of a lentil bean, we're Machmer to be concerned maybe it's a Sheretz, and therefore we're Matama.